very one-sided game, wasn't it?
Well, pretty much was, I suppose, over the game itself. But I thought we played well tonight. And, you know, when first half we knocked it about, and we were really good, really, really good. And the difference between this week and last week, second half we started the game properly and we played the game right. And we finished the game off, and from start to finish, I thought some of the football was excellent. Now, you know, I know that Dundalk have other things in their minds. They have got the playoffs, and you know, they were resting maybe one or two. But there's nothing we can do about that. So we just got to go out and play the best we can. And at this stage of the season, and I know we're playing for fifth place, but for us, it was very pleasing. The attitude, the play, the performance was really, really good.
I suppose they kind of played into your hands going 4-4-2, 3 in the middle of the field, and outplayed them there, really.
Yeah, but in saying that, to be honest with Darius, the way he set up the 4-4-2, they tried to push us high up the pitch, and like their defensive setup was good, was right, but it took us to play well and us to pass the ball and not be too anxious. We played whenever we could, and out from Mark McNulty we started the game. Well, everything was very good tonight.
Colin Healy pretty much ran the game there from that defensive midfield role, didn't he?
Yeah, I think it's a good position for him. I think he's technically a really good player, and you know, I'm not saying his legs are gone, but I'm saying he's probably not as mobile as he used to be. So in that position, it suits him to sit there and dictate the match. And as I said, like the three midfield players we had, the central players, are all technically good players, and it allows us with that system for us to be able to be comfortable in there.
Like Shane and Garo getting the goals, I suppose you would have liked to see more of that throughout the season.
Yeah, I think midfield players, we needed more people to weigh in. Like Vinnie Sullivan, it's a fantastic return this year, and it's probably a number of goals more than we expected from him, but he's had a great season, and for me, over the course of the season, he's done really, really well.
Nice send-off for the fans as well. I mean, I'd say average attendance over 2,000 at every game this season, so incredible support, and like I said, a nice way to send it off.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Like we said it before the game, that they've been very good to us. They've actually been probably nice to us this year, because you know, at different times they could have been a bit tetchy and a bit disappointed, but they've supported the team from start to finish, and they've turned out in numbers, they've been vocal, they've been absolutely fantastic for the team, and tonight I think over the season we've given them their money's worth, whether it's been from a winning side or a losing side, we've definitely given them their money's worth, but for us and for them, we need to be better next year.
You need one more performance, so I have to go up to Richmond and get a result. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Like, we've kept the season alive in a sense right to the last game, albeit the Setanta Cup. We would have liked it to be silverware in some way, shape or form. But if we could pick up fifth place, I know you're not guaranteed Setanta Cup, but if you could pick up a fifth place finish, first time back in the Premier for a little bit, maybe it's not bad.